Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome, welcome, welcome to an hour of mind power. But we're going to be talking about something that almost everyone at one time or another has to deal with. What is that? Back pain. I am just amazed at how common a problem this is, and it creates all kinds of dilemmas for people. We've got a Dr. Dabbs who has put out a book called This Is Why Your Back Hurts, because he wants you to know that you can have not only a healthy back, but also he's going to be sharing with us the steps you can take to make sure that that back of yours is going to stay strong regardless of your age. Dr. Dabbs, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Donna.
Now, you are a man where you really got frustrated with the medical field, and you decided that you really wanted to find out what could be done with back pain. I was astonished at the numbers you presented. You say nearly 31 million Americans share the misery of the nation's number one chronic pain, which is lower back pain. What got you started in this? Why is it that this became so very important to you?
Actually, a medical doctor got me into the profession. He said, you know, a chiropractor, when they treat the lower back pain, patients walk in with a frown and they walk out with a smile. And he wished he could do that himself. And it's so true. So when the patients come in, we fix them up and they walk out with a smile. And that, to me, is rewarding than just giving a pill. But also, you know, back pain is a mechanical injury. But 99% of the time, it's mechanical. So a lot of people are taking medication, which is a chemical solution to a mechanical problem. And that ends up either making it worse or just not fixing at all. So I knew there's a better solution out there, so that's why I went into become a chiropractor, and then researched it and wrote a book on it. Because even being a chiropractor, you know, we don't have all the answers either. So I went to research what more answers can I do.
Now, the book, This Is Why Your Back Hurts, Learn What You Can Do to Get Rid of the Pain. You mentioned that this is a mechanical situation, and I found it intriguing where you said in the Western world, we walk and run incorrectly, overutilize our hips and quadriceps, and that ends up causing back, hip, and knee pain, and also arthritis. And you talk about an Ethiopian athlete and a Kenyan. What is the difference? I mean, often with women, I think it's the shoes that we wear, and I think it has to do with posture. I mean, high heels just are miserable for your back. But you really have an additional perspective because there are so many men that have back pain. So explain that.
Yes, I went to travel to third world countries like Haiti, Africa, and Asia. And there, you know, I was there to help, but I just saw that only 5% of the population had back pain versus this country in the U.S. and other Western countries have 80% chance. Now, if you go back 200 years or earlier, or even 100 years earlier, it was 5% in this country too, and other Western countries. So this back pain phenomenon is new to this culture. So I want to find out, you know, that's intriguing. Why is that? And, you know, they always say, like, the Haitians, for example, are beautiful people, and that's because of their posture. It's really kind of funky. You know, they're standing up tall. It looks like their head's being pulled off their shoulders by a string from the back of their head. Their shoulders are way far back. They have a great, very nice arch in their back because the pelvis is forward, so it doesn't push on their disc. And because of that posture, and what they do with it. In other words, they stand with good posture, but they also don't really sit in chairs at computers. They squat. They don't, they lie differently in bed. And all of that creates great posture, and the spine can support itself just fine for, 100 years if it's supporting itself properly. But if it's not, it breaks down. So, for example, if you're holding a bowling ball up with your shoulder and your arm, how long can you hold a bowling ball up before your shoulder starts to get weak and tight and sore? Probably just a few minutes. Well, your head weighs like a bowling ball. So if you get that forward, then you're going to have a lot of pressure on your neck and lower back, and that's just going to break it down fast. That's what happens.
Well, I know that there are so many neck problems with people working on computers, and posture when you're sitting at a computer is really terrible for most people. And their head is extended forward, their shoulders are slumped, their backs are rounded. I had a conversation with someone just a couple of days ago that had gone through a back surgery. This was a woman that was 85 years of age, and she ended up, she has a slight dowager hump. It's not really bad, but she has that. I was on the phone yesterday with a friend whose daughter, who is in her 50s, has just gone through major back surgery that, I mean, the pain that she's experienced, she had to have two steel rods put into her back. I mean, these are stories that I hear regularly, and it's really scary because I've known so many people through the years, and when they go through the back surgery, they walk with pain for the rest of their life. They never are without pain.
Right. Yeah, one of my very first patients and why I did a lot of this research to write this book was because he had rods put in his spine, and he ended up worse, and he was in so much pain and agony all the time that he wanted to kill himself. And so he presented him to me that, can I get rid of his back pain? So we tried, and since I was fresh out of school and didn't have the knowledge, we along with everybody else failed, and I didn't hear from him again because he had said what he wanted to do, which was to kill himself. So that really hit me hard, and so that's why I went into research. There's got to be a better way to fix a back. Get to the source of the problem, and that will fix it. Source being really about posture and mechanics of the back.
Mm-hmm. And I think that so many people are not aware of that. They really, honest to goodness, are not. There are times I can remember when I was a little girl, my grandmother, when she was growing up, she would say, we had to walk around with a book on top of our head. You had, as part of her background, you had to, as a young lady, had to walk with that book on top of your head so that you developed balance. Because if you were uncoordinated, the book couldn't stay on top of your head.
Exactly.
And this is something that was passed along, and we don't encourage anything like that today. And
no,
I look at a lot of young people, and they are really, they've got terrible posture, and they're only in their teens.
Yeah, that's right, and they wear backpacks to school, and that throws their head forward. And you're right, in 1920, that's when we started to lose the art of posture. It's handed down from generation to generation, and it was actually fashionable to slump in 1920s. You had the actresses and the actors who were taking pictures slumping. They had the furniture that was sloped for slumping, the couches, the chairs. So that's where it kind of started, where we lost the art, and that's where you see the increase in back pain.
You made a comment in your book, which I think is going to come as a surprise to some people. Manual labor grinds the scar tissues and arthritis out of the joints. It strengthens the muscles equally and continually and develops great balance. Now, you make this statement because of the research that you've done with, like, the Haitians or Africans that carry loads on their heads. And I think I, along with many of our listeners, will say, my goodness, are you kidding? You mean these people, you see these women with these humongous loads in India, in Africa, and they've got their arm up to make sure that they keep a balance sometimes. But once they get their balance, whether it's water jugs or anything else, they're moving.
Yeah, that's correct. They're, you know, you the body's meant to be in motion. And it's, you know, like a hinge on a door. If you keep the door swinging open and closed, it stays moving. But if you let it sit there, especially if it's outdoors and in the rain, what happens is that hinge, it freezes and rusts over. Same thing with the joints and the spine. So they're meant to move. And so when you're climbing up mountains with 25 pounds on top of your head with good posture, it just basically gets all the muscles and joints working. It grinds the scar tissue out of them and grinds the arthritis out of them and gets them moving properly. And that's what you want. And the body will repair itself if you teach it to, such as if you're lifting weights. Why do people lift weights? So that they gain muscle mass. Mm-hmm. So the body learns from this, and it does the same thing with the joints. So that's why manual labor is good for you, but as long as you're doing proper posture. Now, I've seen plenty of people do manual labor and lifting correctly and do mm-hmm. incorrect posture, and then it will break down just as fast. But most of my patients are ones that are sitting in chairs looking at computers.
Yes. And you mentioned weight, and you say it's better to go with lighter weights. Now, women have been told this for a long time. Don't try to be like the guys, become a muscle-bound lifter, which women typically won't do anyway. But you say endurance is more important, and especially as we get older, when we have a kind of exercise regimen, we're not to try to perform like a 20-year-old, but we need to remember the body has to rest in between. Let's talk about the endurance factor relative to workouts and different ages and what to be aware of.
Basically, as you get older, that's when the effects of life hit you in the spine, the lower back, and the neck, and so forth. So just having an exercise regime kind of keeps you young, keeps your body movement, and it renews the joints. And, you know, when the joints are created, are made by cells in the body, and when you're putting pressure on those cells through normal exercise routines, those cells will renew, and they'll actually build with brand new cells, no matter how old you are, and those brand new cells work well. So that's why exercise works extremely well. It forces the body to become young. So mm-hmm. I always promote exercise all the way up until you die. But, you know, as you get older, of course, you know, the exercise is going to be little less harsh. So swimming exercises, yoga, Tai Chi, things like that are good when you are 60 or older. But and younger than that, though, you know, lifting weights, aerobic exercise at a gym or swimming, yoga and Tai Chi are still great at those ages, are great things to do to keep you healthy.
You say that anyone that has a back issue, if they don't keep their deep back muscles in shape, they're 22 times more likely to have a recurrence of their back pain within the following 3 years. I'd like you to address that and also address the ruptured disc myth. And when I say that, I mean, I can't tell you how many people will say, oh, I've got a ruptured disc. Mm-hmm. Let's chat about that, if you can cover those couple of points, please.
Yeah, the back is made up of bones in your spine, which are separated by discs and hold all held together with muscles and ligaments. So if the muscles are toned up properly, the deep muscles, and these are called the multifidi muscles, which are the little muscles of the back, actually, they control the spine, and there's, you know, hundreds of these little guys on your spine. And if you have back pain, the chances are there's 80% chance that you have on one side those little multifidi muscles are going to be weakened or atrophied or smaller in size. And that just creates irregular movement. It's kind of like driving your car and your car hits a pothole and your tire misaligns. So if that tire misaligns in your car, what happens to the tire? You know, it wears out fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those folks with back pain, you probably have these weak muscles in your back on one side. So it's a good idea to strengthen those up to be able to create proper movement in your spine, which is kind of like realigning the tire and getting it moving properly so it doesn't wear out so fast. And that can be done just by just general exercises, but wobble boards are great for that too, where you're sitting on a wobble board or a balance board.
Mm-hmm.
And I like those. and you just sit there watching TV and being a balance board, and you'll feel those little muscles firing back and forth in your spine as you're trying to keep balance. But just regular swimming, even yoga, tai chi, Pilates, lifting weights, all that stuff will strengthen up those muscles in the back.
Now,
and
you have
if those are,
excuse me, go
me.
Ahead. Go ahead.
And if those stay weak, then what happens is that just like a tire that wears out and eventually is going to blow, that's what happens to the disc. It eventually blows out, and that disc jelly material inside the disc, which is the pad between the vertebra, if that pushes out, that's, you know, there's a good chance of surgery in there where they have to remove that disc material that came out and sits on the nerve. That's very painful.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what you describe as the athletic or military posture. I found it interesting that you say that really is the wrong kind of posture and creates back problems.
First of all, when you say the word posture to people, you know, it kind of just rolls over their head. They go, oh, yeah, sit up straight, stand up straight. That's what they think. And they don't put a lot of thought into it, and not many people really take it as seriously as it should be. So I like the term proper human positioning better. It's more of a medical-type term, more serious, and maybe someone will take that more seriously. Hopefully will. But, you know, standing up straight like a military man is not what you're supposed to do because you have to use all the muscles in your spine to do that. So if you're sitting up straight, you're using your muscles, and that's not good because those muscles are compressing the discs and the joints. So you're really not supposed to use your back muscles to stand up straight like a military person. You're just supposed to stand naturally, and that natural posture doesn't use any muscles, and it's only the bones sitting on each other with a normal S-curve that's in the spine that acts like a spring. That's what supports you, and the muscles are engaged only very mildly. And that will protect your spine. So when you stand, you know, you're supposed to have your ankles over your knees, over your hips, over your shoulders, and the top of your head is like a string's being pulled from the back of the head, so the chin is slightly tucked, and you're stretching out your neck. That's how you're supposed to stand, but you're not really using your muscles.
And let's address...
Sitting is the key, though. Mm-hmm. It's not really about sitting up straight. The best way I know how to sit... Now, when you look at these tribes in Africa and Asia and Haiti, they squat when they sit. They squat down. And that mm-hmm. loosens up the scar tissue in the joints, knees opens up the back, and it really is how you're supposed to sit, but you can't really squat at a computer, right?
Right.
Kind of hard to do. So I kind of invented a way to do it so that you're acting like you're squatting. So what you do is you sit halfway up the chair, and you put your legs way underneath the chair, and you pop your belly out, and it feels like you're going to fall on your face, so you have to now naturally lean back. And because you're naturally leaning back to prevent you from falling on your face, your muscles are not being used. Your natural curve is actually holding you up. And if you put your hand on your back, you'll feel that the muscles are kind of relaxed. And that's how you're supposed to sit. So put your legs underneath the chair, pop the belly out, and then you just naturally have to lean back so you don't fall forward. And that's a good way to sit. And if you do that about 60% of the time, you'd be doing well.
Now, there used to be those chairs many years ago that came out.
The Swedish chairs, yes.
Yes. And a lot of people tried them, and they couldn't work with them, but it sort of gave that positioning.
Yeah, it's called a kneeling Swedish chair, and it's very similar to that. But you can do the system I'm teaching, which is just put your legs under the chair, sitting halfway up the chair. You can do that at any chair. It could be, a $20 Walmart chair, and you can still mm-hmm. have a really good posture in it. You don't have to buy a $300 chair to have good posture in a chair.
Let's talk about osteoporosis for a moment. Diet is very, very important. We see ads on television about calcium intake, and they go on and on and on about this. I was on the phone with someone just within the last week who takes high doses of calcium, does not get enough magnesium, and so the calcium is probably not being absorbed. They have a terrible time with their bones. This is a woman. And I talked with someone just the other day. They had Dowager's hump, and they said, well, this is the way it is. This is just what has to happen. this is not the case. Nutrition is something that you address in your book. And I found it interesting where you say a tablespoon of spirulina, wheatgrass, or other grasses twice a day helps to alkalize the body. Now, why is that important? How can people that perhaps are told that they have osteoporosis, what do you find can literally reverse this?
Yeah, the really the body is all about pH, and that's acid or alkaline. So most people eat diets that are acidic, you know, junk food, meats, milk, cheese, proteins like chicken and fish are also very acidic for the diet. The acidic diet leaches out calcium out of the bones and other minerals and proteins. So that's why you get osteoporosis as you get older. And even though the hormonal parts involved, you know, the acid and alkaline can play a factor in keeping the hormones in balance too. So if you have an alkaline diet, that will create the calcium that you're eating to be absorbed easier and to also go right into the bones. People say, you know, drinking milk is great for osteoporosis, but there's been plenty of studies that show it actually it speeds up osteoporosis because it's highly acidic, and the amount of calcium that's in milk, you just end up excreting it, and plus more from the bones. So it may not be the best thing for you. So an alkaline diet is really green leafy vegetables, fruits and vegetables. And those fruits and vegetables you're eating are very high in calcium also, but they're also alkaline. So when you're eating that calcium, it gets absorbed into the bloodstream and then goes into the bones. And I've seen people actually take calcium as a supplement. Mm-hmm. And when I've x-rayed them for the lower back, I can see the supplement still in their intestines, so it doesn't even get absorbed.
Oh, ouch. Still in their intestines?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't break down or it doesn't get absorbed. And many times it does break down, but still won't get absorbed very well. And even if it does get absorbed, it still won't go to the bones. It'll just be urinated out. And so it's just kind of wasting your money by taking calcium supplements. So if you just eat a lot of green leafy vegetables or a diet that's, you know, pretty close to 100% of fruits and vegetables raw, you're going to be doing well. Now, many of us can't do that or don't want to do that. So you can cheat. And you cheat by taking what's called super green foods, which is spirulina, wheatgrass, different things. You can buy them at the health food stores, and you take a couple mm-hmm. tablespoons of those, one in the morning, one at night. And that kind of forces your body a little more alkaline and can work very similar. But alkaline diet protects you from many diseases, mm-hmm. not just osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you go into that, and you say long-term excess acidity, you've just mentioned thinner bones, lower muscle mass, and also kidney dysfunction, and you can
yeah.
have muscular skeletal problems. And all of this, obviously, is going to be affecting the back. Now, I was also interested in your section in the book regarding medications and drugs. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, because of indoctrination, something people automatically want to do. What are the pros? What are the cons?
Yeah, a lot of the medications prescribed for back pain are incorrectly prescribed, such as, you know, a person comes in with a lot of back pain, they give them a muscle relaxer, but it's not really a muscle problem. The muscles are tight because they're trying to hold everything together and prevent you from moving. They're acting like a brace. So what a lot of times the pain's coming from inflammation. So anti-inflammatories are better, such as Advil, Motrin, ibuprofen. And those can work to help diminish back pain. And if those don't work, then doctors should be prescribing Medrol steroid packs. And those are like five-day steroid packs, which gets rid of swelling for the first 5 days. It's not long-term, so there's no real serious effect of the steroids because it's only 5 days. So those can help, but you know, I'll put a little warning sticker on that. You're really just treating the symptom by taking these. So you really want to take heed of why you have the back pain in the first place. You want to fix the problem, which is almost always mechanical. So if you're going to use medication, realize that's just to help you get through the pain while at the same time you're trying to fix your own back through, you know, chiropractic or physical therapy care and exercises and proper posture at work.
Now, you have developed an accelerated back care system.
Yes.
What happens with this? Now, you mentioned the wobble board earlier. But what is this? What is it that makes a difference? And who should even be interested in exploring it?
Yeah, I put together a program called the DABS Accelerated Back Care System, and you can get this online. And basically, I just wanted to put a program together where people could get a system they can do in their own home to help their back pain. And it works for all kinds of back conditions, disc problems to muscle spasm to just mechanical pain to chronic pain to acute pain. So it really puts a whole list of things that you can do at home. It's much like P90X or Insanity infomercials you see on TV. This is kind of similar to that. It's exercise for your back in your home on DVDs, but it's mainly specific for your back, and it starts you off in the beginning set of exercises and rehab treatments, such as the wobble board. And then moves you to intermediate after 2 weeks. And after the following 2 weeks, you go to more advanced. So after 6 weeks, you should be out of back pain or greatly diminished. And it does it with a series of wobble boards, exercises, stretches, strengthening exercises on a exercise ball, foam roller use. There's a whole system put together. It's really easy to use. Anybody can use it. It takes like 15 minutes a day or every other day. And it works. It's a great system.
Well, Dr. Dabbs, your book, I think, is really very, very valuable because of the way that you've expressed the information. It's an easy read. It is filled with all kinds of photographs. But I think it gives someone, if they're experiencing back problems or if they have a loved one or friend that's going through this, a tool that they can use. And I think that it's really a significant publication, and I really like how you go through and explain the back and options that people have to work with and the fact that they don't need to have this and the difference between people in other parts of the world and how they live and how we can go back to what was taught so many years ago and become aware of the fact that we don't have to have those problems. We actually can be in a proactive positioning if we're experiencing something to become aware that we have options to work with. And I think your book, This Is Why Your Back Hurts, Learn What You Can Do to Get Rid of the Pain, is not just about the pain, it's about being proactive for your own strength, your own stamina, your own wellness, regardless of age, because you don't have to stay in a negative situation. You really can work through it. Now, you have a website, thisiswhyyourbackhurts.com. thisiswhyyourbackhurts.com. And I just think it's really very good for information. I know there's a few friends of mine that I'm going to be sharing this with so that they have an opportunity to become aware of their options. And do you have a closing thought you'd like to share with my audience before we finish our conversation today?
Yes. Donna, my goal is really to help as many people as possible get rid of their back pain. And yeah, there's answers out there, and that's why I wrote this book, because they're in there. And hopefully you'll be, you know, one of the 95% without back pain that we used to have 100 years ago, and you know, live a life pain-free and really learn more about your general health. Be proactive is exactly the right statement you made for your back pain. And you know, I always tell people they're their own best doctors, and if they just do what they need to do to get themselves better, it'll pay off. And everything in this book.
I concur. My guest today has been Dr. Von Dabbs. That's D like Donna, A B B like boy, S. Check out his website, thisiswhyyourbackhurts.com. I think you will find the investment in the book is really a good one to have, and you can pass this along to other people that you know. Let's not end up like my friend that I talked with yesterday that has a family member that had to have their back operated on because of the way they took care of themselves and undergoing horrific surgery. Sometimes it has to be taken, it has to be done. I don't have any argument with that. But why not take a positioning of keeping yourself healthy After all, don't you want to live to be 126 and do the tango? Why not? This is Donna Siebel. Again, Dr. Dobbs, thanks so much for being my guest. This is Donna. We'll be taking a break. We're going to be right back.
Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Siebel, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. I'm so delighted you are able to join me today. I have a little bit of this, a little bit of that I want to share with you. But more than anything else, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Call me at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. If you're a first-time listener, I just need your first name or your initial, and then I'm happy to share with you what my perceptions are, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you are concerned about. An enterprise culture is one in which every individual understands that the world does not owe him or her a living. Who said those words? Peter Morgan, 1936. He was a director general at the Institute of Directors at that time, which is a long time ago, but it just goes to show how even in the past there was concern that people might become too dependent on systems or environments where they expected that they were going to be taken care of. So, again, an enterprising culture is one in which every individual understands that the world does not owe him or her a living. And I think that that is something that can be passed along to the younger generation in good conscience. And it is amazing how many people don't feel that way. Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you want to chat, 888-627-6008. Shortly, I'm going to be giving you more and more details about an upcoming class that's going to be done on November the 3rd. This is a Saturday. It's Quantum Mind 4. It's going to be the last class of the year. Robert Newman is going to be with me. He is a feng shui master as well as a very adept and knowledgeable person regarding Chinese medicine and how you are going to be able to enjoy longevity, the things that you can do for yourself that can make your life a lot better than what it is. I will be teaching about color interaction. We're going to be doing experiments, and everyone that in the class is going to have a chance, one, to demonstrate their own abilities, and two, to find that they can even do this for someone else. Perception, an intuitive ability is actually built into you. Yes, it is. It's a natural part of you. So when you can become comfortable with it, well, it's going to serve you well. Again, Donna Sebo here, and the information will be up on my website, all the details, and there is going to be an email sent out. So if you would like to be able to reach me, we're having problems with one of my emails, donna@delphiinternational.com, so use donnasebo@comcast.net. You can send me an email, and I'll put you on the mailing list. Otherwise, just go to my website, and you can check out my newsletter that is going to be coming out with the details and information. Well, if you're like millions of Americans, actually millions of people around the world, if they're fortunate enough to have a Costco in their world, well, it is always a shopping experience. And this company has just grown phenomenally in such an amazingly wonderful way. And it brings a lot of very fine products and even prices to people that otherwise would not necessarily be so readily available. There is apparently a study that was done that the prices there are 33% lower than anyone else. And if you have a family of four and you shop thoughtfully, you can save almost $2,500 a year, dependent on what it is that you buy. So I was given some what they called insider secrets, and this was something I was just amazed at, so I want to share it with you. Check out your price tags when you're at Costco. Most full-price items in 99 cents. Now, we're all familiar with that. We don't even give it a second thought. That's just standard. Anything that ends with 97 cents instead of the 97 cents, is on final clearance and marked down as low as it can go. If you see an asterisk after the price, it means the item is being discontinued. You won't be able to get it at Costco anymore. I think that's one of the things that is disappointing to a lot of us. If we really find something we like and they've been carrying it and then all of a sudden it's gone, we go, oh, gee, now where do I get it? Well, that happens all the time. So there is a woman, Denise Winston. She has a website, moneystarthere.com. She said, if a price ends in zero, it's an exceptional deal. Usually it is a floor model that is up for sale or a box that has been opened. So you might even be able to go to the store manager and see if you can negotiate a deal. Yep, think about that for different items. Also, weekends are the most crowded time to go, and I think any of us that do shopping there understand that. But if you want to really not be crowded, you want to be aware that your weekdays are going to be best. Also, new items are always coming in during the week. Apparently, Sunday is the only day you won't find new items on display. So that was a point of information. And then use their online and their website because a lot of their stock that they've got, you can get online. It may not be in your local store. And they have a lot of other deals that they offer. So it's shopping with the internet that is going to save you more money. And also, by the way, they have a wonderful, wonderful refund pharmacy. Not pharmacy, they have a refund policy that I think you just can't beat. They and Nordstrom's and some other people that have had businesses that are highly respected just have an absolutely awesome refund or return policy. And when it comes to those of you that have medications, apparently, with research that's been done, you'll save 50% or more on prescription drugs at their pharmacy. And you can check it all out. Just don't take my word for it. But check it out. There's a lot of things that we can learn. But we're all out there shopping, aren't we? We're all trying to do the best we can with the dollars in our pocket. And if you're like me, you're seeing big price increases on your meat, your poultry, vegetables and fruits, fresh, canned. It doesn't make any difference. You're really going to, if you're like me, you're going to shop around for those places where you know that your dollar is going to go as far as possible, and you're going to be able to maintain the quality that you're interested in. So shopping smarter is always a good thing. I wanted to share a little bit of information with you. This is a little bit of trivia. It's about Spectre City Swords and Spikes. Does it remind you of a recent movie that was made? Try Avatar. This is just a fun information that I wanted to share. In 1908, the month was August, the day was August the 2nd, off of the west coast of Ireland, a city was seen suspended in the sky. This is true. This is recorded. The houses were of all different styles, and this image stayed in the sky for 3 hours. Now, when they checked recorded history, they found in the same area, in the same general area outside of Ireland, off the west coast, in 1840 and 1857, a sky island with crystal and pearl buildings was seen. Now, in the 1800s, they said it was obviously the elusive Finn folk. This was seen off of the coast of Scotland. In fact, it was the Scottish Isle of Sandy. 1881, a snow and icicle-covered settlement resembling an island village 100 miles away was seen in sky. They saw people moving around. 1846, an apparition was seen. A projection of Edinburgh hovered over the side, a sky in Liverpool, England. In 1801, an aristocratic town, they saw this, shrub-ensconced mansions, a forest that appeared over Cork, Ireland. And they even went back in records. They found that these things have been seen even in the 1700s. Now, those that were recorded in the 1700s and 1800s apparently lasted about 30 minutes. These have been seen in the Baltic, in Sweden, and even in Ohio. 1888, a phantom army marches across the sky. They see these things in Hawaii, in the Hawaiian Islands. These kinds of apparitions, marching soldiers, warriors, have been seen and have even been heard. In 1921 in West Germany, interestingly enough, on August the 2nd, a 9-year-old boy and his uncle watched ball lightning the size of watermelons come in through an open window, bounce across the floor, roll towards them. They were flashing green, red, yellow, and blue. Then the ball's surface developed spikes. The ball rolled across the stove, leaving a rut before it entered an air vent and exploded. Fascinating stuff. You wonder how, where, when, why. And again, I brought up the movie Avatar because there were those floating cities, the floating islands in the sky. So much of what we will see sometimes on film, people have done their homework and have brought it forward into the present. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. When we come back, the last two signs of the zodiac, fall predictions for the fall, Aquarius and Pisces. That's the last two of the zodiac. And we'll be sharing that and, well, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. 859-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. Last two signs of the zodiac. If you're under Aquarius, you are going to find your love life is going to be quite nice. And you know what? Even though there may be in your family and in your extended family some challenges with people, don't worry about it. You're going to get through it, and things are going to work out okay. When it comes to money, you're really grounded. You're really going to be looking at what you can do that will empower you as an individual. And you're going to say, I'm going to be methodical about it. So money, you're always interested in it, but you're also going to be a good, what do I want to say, custodian of same, because you're looking at the long term, not just short-term planning, but long-term planning as well. And you know what? You're going to find that you're going to be able to do some of those activities, traveling, education, whatever it is that's important to you. You'll set your priorities, you'll schedule it out, and you're going to take care of what you need to take care of. And you'll be very, very glad that you've been that thorough in your planning, because it's going to reward you well. Conservative, you can be, but you also know how to play, and that's good. For those of you born under the sign of Pisces, go after your dreams. Don't be a waffling willy. Really have clarity about what is important to you and what you want to focus on. Multitasking is not necessarily going to be your best strong point. So if you find some stuff that you've been giving time and energy to and you need to clip it away so that you can move forward, do it. Think about what your priorities are. And just very gently ease out of conditions, environments, situations that are taking away your focus, and you will come out ahead. And when it comes to money, you've got to become more educated. You want to really understand that sometimes those lessons taught from the old school are not going to serve you as well or as effectively as perhaps you would like. So you need to educate yourself when it comes to finances, investing, savings, whatever you need to do. Follow good basic sense, but also know that you're going to make your choices, and you want to make sure that those choices are going to compound for you economically in the right way. Traveling, well, you need to really ask yourself what you enjoy. Just don't take a trip because someone says this is what you should do. If you don't like being in museums and you'd rather be kayaking in Australia, go to Australia, for heaven's sake. If you have to wait and you have to save your money to do what you want to do, do that as well. But be aware that the choice is yours. This is a thinking period for you as well as planning. But open the doors for expanding your own education, and you'll find that you're going to enter 2013 with a lot of enthusiasm because you're going to be the boss of your environment. Well, that completes the Zodiac for fall of this year. And I want to let you know about the guests that are coming on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about core strategy for success with Fred Mansky. It always behooves us to be open and receptive to points and experience and education that other people may have, because something may just ring our personal chime and you say, I can deal with that. I could work with that suggestion. And then we're off and running with a brand new experience. So that's going to be great. On Friday, we're going to be talking with Lindsay Frucci. This is a woman that I have a great deal of respect for. Her book is called The Pig and Me, A Memoir. It is really phenomenal. She lays out in this book the real life experience she went through because of a recipe for brownies made with yogurt. That may just totally turn off your mental taste buds, but let me tell you, this woman ended up smiling when she went to the bank. So we'll be talking with her and about her particular journey. Believe me, it's a very real one. Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. Medicines. Now, when we think of medicines today, we think of those that we get from the pharmacy. Well, the pharmacy, as it was many generations ago, has always been around in one form or another. But I came across some information about items that we actually, have in everyday life, then it's amazing. Some of them were discoveries that were totally unexpected. And let me just give you some of the stuff. Heroin. Nobody wants to incorporate that, but it was invented, it was discovered in 1898 in Germany. And people were not aware of the side effects and how it could affect someone. Today we're very much more aware of that. And interestingly enough, when it was developed, it was found by accident in the search for trying to find a less addictive substitute for morphine. That's right. So heroin was discovered because of wanting to get something that wasn't going to have the side effects, the devastating side effects of addiction, and it can cause lung failure. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So this is what happened with that. How about cornflakes? Did you know that cornflakes were developed in 1894? And it was a particular group that came up with this cereal. You know why they developed it? It was supposed to lower your sex drive. Yes, uh-huh. Well, we've got how many boxes of this stuff? I mean, it's just unbelievable. Ketchup. There was a Dr. Miles compound extract of tomato. Do you know that they had ketchup pills? That's right. In 1937, it was used to aid a lot of ailments. Well, now it's on every restaurant table anywhere, and people just love it. They love it as much today. But can you imagine it being made in pills? Graham crackers? Well, there was a group of American reformers in 1829. They wanted to reduce, and I quote, carnal desires and curb masturbation. Yep, that's why the Grand Cracker was introduced. So keep that in mind every time you have a piece of cheesecake. Coca-Cola. Pharmacists created the beverage to treat a whole host of conditions like dyspepsia, headache, and impotence. Isn't it interesting how many of these things came about because it had something to do with sex drive? Oh, well. Cocaine. Now, coca leaves have been used in South America for as long as anyone can remember as a medicine, but it was cocaine itself was developed because it was going to supposedly assist with drowsiness and flatulence. Yes, I'm telling you the truth. And then 7-Up, it was considered a mood-stabilizing drug. It was supposed to be a cure for hangover. A Dr. Pepper. Oh, my husband loves Dr. Pepper. Now, this was invented in 1885, and it was developed by a pharmacist. It was to give you energy. That's right. And then root beer. That's right. It was supposed to give your cheeks a healthy glow. all kinds of interesting. How about Pepsi? Well, it was developed to assist digestion because it has pepsin in it. Yes. So just a little bit of trivia. And last but not least, how about peanut butter? Do you know the Aztecs were the ones that developed it? Mm-hmm. Amazing stuff. Sometimes it surprises you what the original purposes were. Remember, always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Keep your mind open for new information. Just look at life with a sense of adventure because it is your life. Why not have a sense of joy about being who you are? Remember, always you're the master of your fate again and the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.